to do it with that video.
I suppose. Oh well, it's not gonna be the same.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hainer.
I'm John Michael.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad. You have a good week?
Yeah, it was an okay week. Nothing too exciting.
No. Is it hot down there yet?
It's hot. It's humid. It's nasty. It's like an armpit.
Somebody that we used to work with down there said that it was moist.
Yes.
Yeah?
Moist doesn't even begin to sum it up. It's moist. It's damp. It's humid. It smells like wet Brazilian.
Is it raining every day yet?
No, not yet. In fact, we had these warnings about big storms starting Thursday, and haven't seen them yet.
Oh. There was like a big weather pattern over like Georgia this morning
that yeah.
looked like it could cause some damage, but it was above you, so... I'm mostly concerned about myself, not you. But anyway.
Of course you are. That's nice.
I'm concerned about you.
Whatever.
I am.
Just go to hell.
You're the other half of the show. What would I do without you?
A one-man show?
No. Nobody wants to listen to me talk for an hour.
No?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, it's the combination of the two of us.
Oh, okay.
It's your quick wit and me being the straight man and, you know. Whatever. We're like Laurel and Hardy. Abbott and Costello.
Yes, that's just it. That's just it. We are Ebony and Ivory.
That's right.
A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
That's right, you're country.
A little bit sweet, a little bit savory.
I tried something this morning, John.
Uh-oh.
No, it's nothing bad.
Anal?
No. No, you know my wife. That will never happen.
Oh.
I tried a recipe that I found online for the perfect bacon.
Yes, I saw that post.
And anybody who has struggled with trying to make crispy bacon needs to try this. You take a cookie sheet, and I put aluminum foil over it because, you know, I don't like mess.
You're lazy and don't want to wash the tray?
Well, I wound up having to wash the tray anyway, but that's besides the point. So you lay it out, and then you take the pan and you put it in a cold oven, and you put the oven on 400 and let it sit for 20 minutes. And at the end of that 20 minutes, it's like restaurant bacon.
After how long?
20 minutes.
20 minutes? I don't have that time to wait. That's ridiculous.
Well, okay, well, what if you did it and then you put it in the oven and then you went and you took a shower and you got dressed and came out, you got bacon.
Or a house full of smoke.
No, it was really, really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that all you had for breakfast was a pound of bacon?
No.
Oh.
No. We did a bacon and pancakes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, that's nice.
It is. It was, yeah. But it's very good. Like if, because I've struggled for years to do like really good crispy bacon.
Uh huh.
Because normally, you know, you put it in the you fry it on the in like a pan, and it's like spitting all over the place, and it's never, it like shrivels to nothing or whatever. I've tried doing it in a preheated oven, and then like halfway out, you like flip them. Or whatever, to cook the other side, and that doesn't work that well. But this was just like, you know, going to Denny's, or IHOP,
yeah.
or
IHOP.
Yeah.
Or wow. Shoney's,
or Perkins, or what, any of those.
Well, that's exciting.
I recommend it. I think
you highly recommend it.
Yes.
So you're going to post your menu, your recipe on our website for those who are interested? Or you're just going to screw them and say, well, this is how I did it, but you know what? I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, I will try to put that on the website.
Okay, that would be nice of you.
Let me make a note of that. Bacon.
Write it on your hand.
No. Recipe. No? On website. No, because when I actually go to put this up, I'll read this off the paper of what we talked about. And I'll know that I had to put that on there.
Uh-huh.
Let me just make a little note. Thanks to John. All right. Okay.
You're right now?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah. See, today I could have bacon because today is my cheat day.
Did I tell you? How's that going for you?
I started a new diet.
Yes, you did. Or is this another new diet since last we spoke?
Well, this is the end of week 2.
Oh, it is a new diet.
Is it?
Yeah.
When was the last time we talked about this?
Well, you said you're on a diet when we were at
when I was in Florida.
Yeah, MegaCon.
Well, my two things contributed to this. My doctor said that if I didn't lose even more weight, I'd have to go on medication for diabetes.
Wow.
And the real reason is because I had to edit the video.
Yeah.
Of us at MegaCon.
Yeah.
And I had a hard time looking at myself on video.
Oh.
So I figured, hey, what the fuck? It's time to bring everything together and lose some weight.
Oh, in the immortal words of RuPaul, how are you going to love somebody else if you can't love yourself?
So I've basically started eating nothing but chicken and vegetables.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I haven't had any... My main diet consists of chicken, vegetables, and veggie burgers.
Ugh, veggie burgers.
No buns, just cook a couple of them and then just dip them in ketchup. That kind of thing.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Well, good for you.
The only thing that I've drank in 2 weeks is either water or skim milk.
Which are the same thing.
Which pretty much is the same thing. And I average 2 miles a day on a walk.
Well, good for you.
So, hopefully. You know, maybe we'll do a thing like how much weight I've lost.
You should have done one of those before and after photos where you're standing there in your underwear holding the newspaper.
No.
And then we do an updated one when you've lost 2 pounds.
No, I'll do a side by side of me in the video and then me after I lose the weight.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. So maybe we'll do something like that. Maybe, you know.
Well, good for you.
I'm not going to weigh myself until at least 4 weeks in, because
yeah,
I've seen people weigh themselves like every day and they get depressed. So
yeah,
but my pants are already fitting better.
Well, that's nice. yeah.
So whatever.
Whatever. Well, good for you. I think that's great.
Thanks.
That's great.
I'm trying to be here longer for my kid.
I'll look forward to it.
Shut up. I'm opening myself here, John.
You are?
Yes.
Maybe you should close yourself.
Trying to share with the group.
Yeah, whatever.
I am. What,
therapy?
What if there's somebody out there who's like, I gotta lose weight, but I don't know how?
By making crispy bacon.
Well, no, that's the cheat day. You get one day where you can eat whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
You have to do that or else you'll go crazy.
You'll go crazy.
You will.
Be in the middle of a Chick-fil-A saying, just give me everything.
I don't go to Chick-fil-A.
No?
Nope.
You don't like that tasty Polynesian sauce?
I don't like hate.
Oh. You know, I'm finding it harder and harder to find people who don't hate, so. it's really hot, really hard.
Oh, it's funny.
No, it's not. It's horrible.
Yes, it is.
The world sucks.
We'll see, you're hating right there.
I'm hating the haters.
You're hating the haters?
I'm hating the players. I don't hate the game, I hate the players. Okay. Yeah.
So,
anyway. So speaking of haters.
Oh, Jesus, what?
So, have you heard the new Brad Paisley song with his special guest, LL Cool J?
No.
It's called Accidental Racist.
Seriously?
I'm totally serious. It's about Brad Paisley being in a Starbucks. and he's wearing a Leonard Skinner t-shirt with a Confederate flag on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting kind of attitude about it because, you know, Confederate flag's all about hatred and keeping the black man down.
Yeah.
So it's a country song that features a rap by LL Cool J.
Really?
Yes.
And is LL Cool J defending him or calling him a racist?
They're both kind of saying, I'm not a racist, but...
okay.
So here's a little sample of LL Cool J's rap.
Okay.
Dear Mr. White Man, I wish you understood what the world is really like when you're living in the hood. Just because my pants are sagging don't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me. I really wish you would. I'm a chains eye gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the South into firewood. I want you to get paid, but a slave I could never be. I feel like a newfangled Django, dodging invisible white hoods. So when all I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate, and clear the air, but I see that red flag, and I think you wish I wasn't here.
Wow.
Yeah. It's catchy for a country song, isn't it?
Do you think that this is they're trying just to make money off of this, like merging of the...
I think somebody's idiot publicist said this was a good idea.
Now, do you think they tried Snoop Lion and then he said no, so they went to Sir Mix-a-Lot and he was like, no.
No, I think it's because LL Cool J has a new album coming out and he needed some publicity.
Oh. You think he's like over the hill now that he's on like NCIS LA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
You know, Brad Paisley's part goes, I'm just a white man coming to you from the Southland, trying to understand what it's like not to be. I'm proud of where I'm from, but not everything we've done, and it ain't like you and me can rewrite history. Our generation didn't start this nation. We're still picking up the pieces, walking on eggshells, fighting over yesterday.
So Brad Paisley raps as well?
Not really.
So his part's country...
And LL just busts a move, busts a rhyme in there.
And it's called Accidental Racist.
Accidental Racist.
I wonder if I can get away with playing some of that.
And it's interesting looking at people's comments about the controversy.
Like what?
Well, people are comparing the Confederate flag to the Nazi swastika. Or... guess you don't realize that not one slave was imported on a ship flying the Confederate flag.
Well, isn't this really the issue with racism, though? I mean, as long as people keep bringing this shit up, it's never going to go away.
Yes.
I mean, for everybody that wants to bitch, it's like, well, racism's never going to stop if white people teach their kids about how black people ruin the country and black people teach their kids how white people are the devil or whatever. Like, it's never going to go away. So maybe this is the key. Maybe it's all about Brad Paisley.
Maybe it's all about like integrating the races. Like you can no longer marry within your race. You have to marry somebody else. And then like in two or three generations, we'll all be the same.
Just like
they're kind of freaky. No, I think we'd be a nice little mocha color.
Okay.
Little cafe latte.
So does that mix everybody, right? So you'd have to mix like...
black, Chinese, Mexican, white. Yeah.
Okay.
Just water it down.
So what you're saying is I'm ahead of my time.
You're way ahead of your time.
Since I married a Puerto Rican.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, if she were a little bit darker...
Because my daughter has kind of like an olive skin looking... complexion?
Sure.
So, that'll work.
There you go. There you go.
So, everybody needs to go out and listen to Brad Paisley's Accidental Racist.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very odd. It's like, really? Why would you do this?
Now, is Brad Paisley, he's not the one, who's the country singer that is a racist that makes no qualms about it?
Toby Keith?
Toby Keith, okay.
I don't know, I'm just saying.
I think that's who it is. Because that name definitely sounds familiar, but I'm just thinking, like, you know, maybe he should have a rap with, like, LL Cool J or Ice-T or somebody.
Yeah, but see, I don't think that would ever happen. You wouldn't want it. You really wouldn't want a confrontation.
Well, no, but I mean to kind of clear the air.
I don't think that would happen.
No?
I don't think that would happen. I honestly think that at this point in time, if you're wearing a Confederate shirt, you have no clue what it meant 100 years ago.
No. No.
And it's just a shirt. It's not like you're walking down the street in your white robes.
Well, and didn't you say that it was like a Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt?
Yes.
Shirt?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not really...
So, you know, I mean, I didn't realize that Lynyrd Skynyrd held slaves, so...
Well, maybe that's what caused the plane crash.
Yeah, it could be. It could be, because that's kind of weird. I don't understand it. It's just another stupid thing for the press to get their hands on.
Well, okay. Here's my question. Back in the 1970s, there was a little show called Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes.
Where they had a Confederate flag painted on the top of the car.
Yes, and they still make many appearances with that car.
The car was named the General Lee. So yep. Why wasn't there this kind of controversy back then? I mean, because today, if something like that happened, you'd hear about all kinds of shit about, like, the studio having to repaint the car and racial insensitivity because of the Confederate flag. But in the 70s...
Well, even in the 90s, when they remade it with the guy from American Pie.
That's true. So why
and,
wasn't...
what's her name? The fat blonde girl. Jessica Simpson.
So why wasn't there this kind of controversy then?
I don't know, because it was a busy news week or something.
I mean, don't you find that a little strange? Like this dude writes a song about it, and there's this all kind of uproar. But like, you put it on the top of a Dodge Charger with the name General Lee written next to it, and it's fine.
Is it fine, Chris? Is it really fine?
Well, apparently it was, because they never changed it.
You know, I mean, what about, you know, the Austin Powers car with the British Union Jack on the roof? You know, I mean, they're idiots who have their little Mini Coopers painted like that. And it's like, well, don't they realize that the British were trying to, like, keep us down and they took us to war? That's un-American.
Yeah, well, you could say that, too. I don't know.
It's just a wacky world.
It is. It is.
Wacky, wacky world, you know? All we have to wait for is for Jimmy Buffett to come out with the new song, Potential Nazi. He could duet with Barbara Streisand. Wouldn't that be great? People who like Hitler. Oh, see? Just proof that we're doomed. Come on, North Korea. Get it over with.
Apparently, they're all talk.
Press the damn button. Well, you know, it's... Well, when your leader looks like a mongoloid with a bad haircut...
there was something on Reddit yesterday that said that Kim Jong-un hasn't been seen in 2 weeks. So they're like, what does that mean?
Really? Yeah. Ooh. He's hiding in South Korea.
Well, no. I'm just like, no, he's hiding in a bunker. Because as soon as he pushes that button, there's going to be retaliation.
What an idiot.
Yeah, that's a... He scared me at first, and now he seems to be all talk.
I just want to know what's up with the haircut.
Well, didn't we discuss that? Doesn't he do that himself?
Yes, he does. I think he's going for the Mo Howard, but it's just, you know, I don't know. Maybe his Floby slipped or something.
There was a there was another thing on Reddit where it was talking about legal action that Apple is going to take
against North Korea
because apparently in the service agreement, when you buy a Mac that you agree to, it says under international law you cannot use a Mac to design or use the Mac in any way to promote biological or nuclear weapons. And there was a picture of Kim Jong-un sitting there in front of an iMac.
Ooh.
And they were like, oh, what's Apple going to do about this? And it's like, yeah, all right. See if that takes any weight.
Yeah. But again, it would make for good publicity.
It would. Apple standing up against the terrorists?
Yes.
Sure, why not?
Because that's what we're waiting for. For Apple to show us the way. Come on, Apple.
Hey, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
You don't. You don't know where the heroes are coming from, do we?
Don't. That's why you're my hero.
Oh. You're the wind beneath my wings.
Hey, speaking of you being my hero.
Uh-oh.
You've got a birthday coming up.
I do? No, you I do. Don't. Nah, I stopped those years ago.
Well, the celebration of the day of your birth is approaching.
Whatever.
And when you turn 29, I found a book for you.
You did?
That I'm gonna buy you for your birthday.
Oh.
It's a cookbook.
For when you turn 29?
Yeah. I'm trying to be nice.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, God, you're late.
I was trying to be nice.
All right.
So I found this book again on Reddit. Somebody posted it.
Oh, of course you found it on Reddit. Front page of the internet.
It's called Natural Harvest, a collection of semen-based recipes.
Oh, please. Ew. Ew. Gosh.
So I looked
Go
it
ahead,
up.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
So I looked it up on Amazon. And here's the book description. Semen is not only nutritious, but it's also a wonderful texture and amazing cooking properties. Like fine wine and cheeses, the taste of semen is complex and dynamic. Semen is inexpensive to produce and is commonly available in many, if not most, homes and restaurants. Despite all these positive qualities, semen remains neglected as a food. This book hopes to change that. And, one of the reviews for this book is, it says, this recipe book is very practical. It saves on tissues and allows me to use all my natural harvest and put it to good use, whereas otherwise it would get wasted.
Ew. That's gross. Ew.
There's a 5-star review on Amazon that says, my girlfriend and I love this cookbook. Ick. She takes care of the actual cooking part, and I'm responsible for gathering the ingredients. We are delighted to find ethnic food sections and are exploring the Asian cuisine this week. I gotta tell you, though, the cream of some young guy is not for the faint of heart. It calls for a half cup of special sauce. She said it was divine, but honestly, I was just too tired to eat. Would you like to know what recipes you can cook?
No, I really wouldn't.
Well, too bad. You're going to hear about it. So it's broken down into a couple things, like drinks, where you can learn how to make a high-protein smoothie. An absolute white Russian. Irish coffee with extra cream. And cappuccino de semi.
You're just enjoying yourself, aren't you?
I just think it's funny. All right, here's appetizers. Slightly saltier caviar. Man-made oysters. Glazed grilled pink salmon. Chef's note. Try the man-made oysters for daring gastronomic example of semen as food. Sound appealing yet?
No.
Okay, well, here's some main courses.
No.
How about tuna sashimi and homemade dipping sauce.
Too much salt.
Roasted lamb with groovy with good gravy?
No.
Noodles with special spicy sauce? Lumpier lumpia? Lumpia? And then they have a recipe for chicken noodle soup.
Wow.
You can make different sauces. You can make special barbecue sauce or hollandaise sauce.
No.
No?
Yeah. No. Right.
Well, how about a dessert then? How about some creamy cum crepes? Cream of clay.
Wow.
Spunky.
Wow.
Spunky candied pecans.
Wow. So this will be the most not listened to episode we've ever done.
Please, people find things that's funny. How about tiramisu surprise? No.
No.
All right,
fine. That's horrible. That's horrible.
Great. Now I got to find something else for you for your birthday.
Yeah, you can stop looking.
Fine. Just trying to help.
No, you're not. Yes, you're just doing this for yourself.
No, I'm not.
Only doing it for yourself.
I saw it and I said, oh, there's a book that John A. probably doesn't have.
Well, yeah.
And B, he might find it, you know, novelty enough to, you know, maybe try a recipe. I don't know. It's not like you have to use somebody else's. You can use your own.
I'm going to send you a gift basket. In fact, I'm going to send it to your place of business and not sign the card. So you're going to walk into work and you're going to find everybody enjoying these muffins.
Yeah, okay. There was no muffins on that.
Well, I have my own recipe.
I'm trying to open your mind to different things, Sean.
You certainly have. Yes. You certainly have.
I don't, maybe one night you come home from work and you're like, hey, maybe I should try some different kind of caviar.
Oh, because I always eat caviar.
Yeah, well, you know. Maybe you got somebody special over and you're like, hey, let's try some cum crepes.
Oh, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Who are you talking about? Who's that?
You.
I'm not. Ick. I'm not Lord.
You are in your own mind.
I think it would be good for you.
Okay.
Semen's supposed to be really good for your skin.
Yes.
Do you have skin problems?
No, I don't.
Oh. Okay.
No.
Maybe there's not enough salt in your diet. I don't know.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
What? Did I lose you? Is the show over in only 30 minutes? That's sad, John. Come on, we gotta give people their money's worth. Come on, you rapped for us before. Don't
I did.
Like this.
It took the wind out of my sails. It's horrible. It's horrible.
That's right.
Well, I guess we can't always talk about My Little Pony and Hello Kitty.
Oh, that's right. We have to broach different subjects.
And boy, you certainly did.
If we talk about the same things every week, people are going to be like, well, why should I listen? They're just going to talk about this, this, and this again. You know, we're not a podcast that is like a niche for like movies or something. We discuss everything.
Yes.
Come on, this isn't nearly as bad as the time that we talked about how mountain climbers take a shit.
Oh, dear, 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 dear.
All right, fine. We'll change the subject. Did you see the story about the cop down there in your neck of the woods that brought targets to target practice that were shaped like Trayvon Martin.
You know, that's just an idiot.
I don't know how. What would possess somebody to be like, hey, you want to shoot at these?
Yeah.
I mean, especially as hot button as that is.
Yes.
Especially it down there. It's not like this happened in like Arkansas or Alabama where it's really segregated and, you know, white cops don't like black people and black people don't like white people. It's like...
Somebody should make a song about that. Wouldn't that be great if we had like, you know, like a white singer and like a black rapper and they made a song together?
There you go.
That'd be amazing.
There you go.
Amazing.
Was that covered widely on the news down there, this thing with the cop?
Well, yeah, but there's lots of stupid cops down here, so, you know. And while we're on the subject of violence, there's a very tragic story out of Mississippi. Did you hear about this one?
Nah, maybe.
Ringling Brothers was in town with the circus, and one of the elephants was the victim of a drive-by.
Seriously?
Captain Rusty Haynes with the Tupelo Police says it appeared to be a deliberate targeted event. So do you think it was like an elephant in a different circus who like got his homies together? Really sad.
Now,
gun violence. If that doesn't prove the case for gun violence, I don't know what does. This poor elephant.
Well, I see now I can just picture like another elephant with a rifle sitting on top of the clown car.
See?
And the clown's piling in to go do the drive-by. That's sad. What was the elephant's name? Did they say?
It didn't give a name.
No?
She wishes to be made anonymous.
Okay, we're back.
Hey!
So it didn't give the elephant's name?
No, she wishes to remain anonymous.
No, so it wasn't like Bubbles the Elephant or anything like that. That's sad. It was a female elephant? Okay, and we're back once again.
Hey! Go ahead, caller.
Okay, so what was the last thing? We got it out of the way that the elephant wasn't named.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So, we'll just leave it there.
So, yeah. I mean, they do have a description of the car.
Is it the clown car?
It was about 3 feet tall and brightly painted. And there are about 73 people inside.
Now, we know that there are no, like, clowns with funny names, at least not professionally. We know that from...
You mean like Heidi?
Well, we know that from a professional clown, so...
We do.
But there are no, like, Bubbles or Bonzo or, you know...
Yeah, no.
None of that kind of crap.
Yes.
So there could be a lead there.
There could be a lead. Ooh. Could be an unfunny clown. Thought the elephant was upstaging them.
A sad clown?
Yes, a sad clown.
Is that so, like, the dude that's got the makeup where it looks like he's got, like, 5 o'clock shadow? And the big frown?
Yes, and the big frown. Yes. Emmett Kelly Jr., where he's got the little broom and he sweeps up the spotlight.
There you go.
That'd be sad.
Maybe it was somebody who was tired of walking behind the elephant and picking up its shit when they marched down Main Street.
Yeah, but he's the same guy who's going to dig the hole, so I don't think he'd do it himself. You know?
Okay. Just leave the elephants alone.
Exactly. What'd the elephants do to you, man? Come on. Stamp out gun violence. You can make a difference.
That's right.
Hey, speaking of stupid people.
Yeah.
Here, Justin Bieber was in Amsterdam lately.
I was just going to talk to you about that. It was the next thing on my list.
You know, he thinks an awful lot of himself for being a 19-year-old lesbian.
Well, because he's been surrounded for the last, what?
19 years?
Well, let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say 14 years. For the last 14 years of people telling him how fucking great he is.
Well,
but for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, Justin Bieber went to the Anne Frank house on Friday and left a message in the museum's guest book that said, "Truly inspiring to be able to come here. Anne was a great girl. Hopefully she would have been a Belieber." Oh, the waves of idiocy that radiate from this dude.
Yeah, there's just, you know, maybe he's going to send them some posters to put up on the walls because it's a little drab in there.
I don't understand. I'm sure he probably has been told any publicity is good publicity.
But well, yeah.
I mean, he is just one. He's on that same path like Lindsay Lohan, where at some point he's just going to hit the wall head on at full speed.
Oh, we can only hope. Can't we? Oh, please.
We almost need like a Justin Bieber section of the show, because he's constantly in the news just being a complete little prick.
Yes.
I don't get him at all. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, you're not an 8-year-old girl. I mean, if you were, perhaps you'd understand what he's going through. Don't be a hater. He is a very talented little white guy. Girl. I don't know. I don't know. He just looks like someone who'd date Alan. That's all I have to say.
I don't know. I can't fathom what it's like, A, to be surrounded by people that just tell you just how fucking phenomenally good you are when you absolutely suck. And have so much money where it just doesn't matter to you what you say and what you do. You know, I'm going to ride at 100 miles an hour down the freeway and kill a paparazzi guy. But that's okay. Just as long as, you know, I get to sing my
As long as somebody gets it on camera songs. So, you know, I look good on TV. That's all I'm asking.
I really am not going to be surprised the day that they're like, Justin Bieber was killed today.
Justin Bieber was found in a pile of his own vomit with his foot shoved up his own ass.
See, that's what I'm saying. And that's what's going to happen. That's going to be...
Oh, crap. Like, we're going to lose it again.
Uh-oh. You still there? Still there?
Go ahead, caller. Caller, you're on the air.
That was quite the pause. You all right?
Yes.
Did you get your connection back?
I guess. I don't know. It's been very weird.
No.
So as a public service announcement, Skype sucks. Just letting you know. Okay?
Okay.
That's all there is to it.
We'll have to come up with a different way to do this then.
I think 2 red Solo cups and a piece of string would be better. Okay?
Okay. Well, you had to update your thing, so...
I wasn't given a choice. Much like Anne Frank wasn't given a choice. You like that? Huh?
There you go.
Get it in? That was pretty good.
There you go. Bringing it all around.
Full circle, baby. Full circle. You know who doesn't like Justin Bieber?
Who?
LL Cool J.
Because he's a little white boy?
Yes.
Well, I think his mama said knock him out, so he should go up to Justin Bieber and just beat the piss out of him. Because really, if anybody beats up Justin Bieber, you think anybody's going to stop him? John? Hello? John? John? And he's gone. Okay, we're recording again. This is going to take us like 6 hours to actually record.
Yeah, right. We'll have 20 minutes left.
Anyway.
So, yeah, where were we?
We were talking about Justin Douchebag.
Oh, again?
Yeah. All right, let's get off that then. I know. Let's talk about, since your birthday's coming up.
Oh, God.
No. You are actually out of town next week.
I am out of town next week.
And the show that we're going to record next week is show number 100.
Yes.
So I don't want to do it without you.
Oh.
So where the fuck are you going to be for show 100?
I might be at a surprise birthday party for myself.
Because I was like, because when I looked at like the calendar and stuff, I was like, oh, well, I'll just get a co-host. And then it was like, oh, no, that's show 100. Why, I don't want to do it without John. So here's a thought.
Yes.
Maybe we should take next week off.
No, we've never done that.
We never have, which is why
you're crazy. That's impossible. Wait a minute. Why don't you do the episode with Anne Frank? Oh, wait.
Do it with Justin Bieber?
Do it with Justin Bieber, yes.
No.
No?
No. So I'm thinking maybe we hold off for a week.
Yeah.
And
then what?
We do show 100 the following week.
Because
then you're back, right?
And then I'm back. That's correct.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
A little bit of background of the show, you know. Because we've never, it's true, we never have missed a week, even if it's me
playing on, with yourself. I mean, by, yes.
It, talking for 12 minutes or whatever, saying, hey, this is why there's no show. But, I don't know. The one that goes up that's episode 100, I think, needs to be me and you.
That's a landmark.
It is. Because you didn't think we'd get to episode 10.
No, I didn't. I still don't think we got to episode 10. I think you just pretend we record this every week.
Okay. So I don't know. That's what I'm pondering. What are your thoughts?
That sounds like a great thought.
Well, I mean, you're not going to be doing the show anyway. So it really comes down to whether or not I do something.
That's right.
I don't know. Decisions.
I think that we should take the week off, and then next week it would be twice as good. You know what I'm saying?
Twice as good? Double the action?
Yes.
So maybe that's what we're going to do. So if you follow us on Twitter, I'll put something up next week of what we're going to do. I thought about doing like a best of for 100, but one, I don't like best ofs. I don't like the couple of times I've done them for the show.
Oh.
Because it's all the same, you know, they've heard it before.
Yes.
And really, I don't want to go sift through 100 episodes to figure out what's funny and what's not.
To call the best. Actually, you should do the worst of.
The worst of? Where it's
the
just
worst of.
Us sputtering out of control? Yes. That would be the episode last week, wouldn't it?
Last week? Last week's that bad?
Where we just kind of ran out of steam at the end.
Yeah, well.
I mean, they can't all be gold. They can't all be the one where, like, before the video one, where we were actually in the same room. That one was pretty good.
Yes, it was.
That's probably my favorite one we've done so far. But
yeah.
So just putting that out there, so anybody who's listening, there might not be a show next week.
That's right.
But come listen to us the week after. Don't sit there and say, well, no, they didn't do a show, so I'm never going to listen to them again. Come back. Come back to hear John. Because he might have some good stories about his trip, right?
I might. I might not.
About how you killed the hooker? Oh, wait.
Wait, no.
That was the last trip.
That was the last trip. And by the way, thanks for helping me hide the body. They haven't found it yet.
No problem. That's what friends are for.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of murder.
Yes.
And Reddit. Did you see the thing that was on, it made national headlines. I guess there's a meme called Confession Bear where people will anonymously put up how they cheated on their wife or whatever. And somebody did a confession bearer that said that they had killed a guy, maybe like a sister's or husband or something.
Yeah.
Where they killed him with his own drugs, and then it was ruled a suicide.
Yeah.
So they are now, the FBI is now investigating the user.
Okay.
Now imagine if you're just doing a prank and it shows up on national television and the FBI comes calling.
Yes.
Because you said that you killed somebody.
Yes.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, that's... I'm waiting for a reaction.
Well, so what happened?
They're investigating it.
That's it?
Yes. I just asked if you had seen it. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Here, wait a second. Hang on. What?
I'm just reading the other confession bear confessions. Like, I farted at my girlfriend's Christmas dinner, then let her great grandma with dementia take the blame.
So the actual one that was put up was, my sister had an abusive meth addicted boyfriend, killed them with his own drugs while he was unconscious. And apparently there's, as of 2 days ago, California police were investigating the claim.
So basically she let him overdose and didn't do anything. Well, is that basically what it's saying?
No, I think this dude whose girlfriend or his sister had this abusive boyfriend waited until he was passed out and then injected enough drugs to kill him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's sad.
It is.
Hmm. It's very sad.
What's your favorite meme, John? Do you have one?
I don't have one.
You don't?
No, but I'm really digging Confession Bear.
Are you?
Yeah.
Like what? What's your... Are there any good ones?
When I see little people, I want to jump over them.
It's not a very good confession, Barry.
No. I like holding doors open for fat people when they're far away. It makes me laugh to see them awkwardly jog to catch up. That's funny.
Okay, that one's pretty good. One of my favorites is always Sheltered Suburban Mom.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's like deeply religious women. But there was one today that says, can't wait to bomb North Korea, then all those slant eyes can meet Jesus. Did wow. you write that one?
No.
There's overly attached girlfriend, and there's all kinds of different memes.
Really?
Annoyed Picard is one of my favorite ones, too. Or Futurama Fry. Those are usually pretty good, too. See, it's all about memes.
And why is that?
Because it's little pieces of things that are actually true, but they're funny.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them.
Yeah?
Sure. I don't know.
I just think it's an awful lot of trouble to be snarky.
Well, you know, there's that. Reddit's always good for a laugh, though.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I think anybody who hasn't been there, as long as you stay away from the what the fuck section, you know, otherwise you have to put up with, like, pictures of decapitated people. And
ew.
There was one a couple weeks ago. It was a animated GIF of an accident scene where I guess some dude was on a motorcycle and gets run over, and there's a still beating heart.
Yeah.
In the middle of the road. And it like zooms in on that. There's lots of what the fuck stuff about like dildos and weird things up people's asses. And
yeah, ew.
That's why I stick with our atheism.
Really?
Sure.
What if Kim Jong-un is a cool guy and his translator's just being a dick? Wouldn't that be funny? Huh? Huh?
Sure.
He just called Dennis Rodman to see if he could score some tickets or something, and then all of a sudden, story comes out about him being crazy.
So they put the missiles on the coast for what then?
Maybe they're not there. Have we seen them?
I think so.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, but you don't have clearance.
How do you know?
I'm pretty sure you don't have clearance. Do you have clearance?
I do have clearance.
At what level?
I can't tell you. Just say it's above fuchsia.
Fuchsia? Oh, okay. Very manly.
Yes.
So where are you going on your trip?
Boston.
Boston?
Yes.
Oh, are you going to come back talking like one of those Southies?
I'm going to be talking like that. Oh, my God.
Wicked queer.
You're retarded.
Do you slip back into that when you go home?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yep.
Oh, you should videotape that.
Well, maybe if I have nothing to do next week, we'll do it while I'm home and see where my accent ends up.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh my God. I just parked the car.
Now see, that would be
going to the packy.
That would be worth show 100.
Would it?
Sure. You talking like that the whole time?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Do you, when you go back to Boston, is there certain places where you like have to go eat?
There's certain things I have to eat, not necessarily certain places I have to go to eat them.
Like what?
Like fried clams, onion rings, roast beef sandwiches.
Okay.
Healthy things.
You can't get roast beef sandwiches at
Arby's? No.
Well, no. I mean, at like anywhere down in Florida?
Not that's close.
What's different about it in Boston?
It's real roast beef.
Okay, as opposed to?
Arby's.
Well, okay, get off of Arby's. Let's not say Arby's.
Why?
Like, if you go to a deli.
Are we going to get them as a sponsor?
No, but if you go down to a deli in Orlando,
there's,
and you say, give me a roast beef sandwich.
There's different about it. I don't know why. There's just something totally different about it.
So kind of the way that I view pizza.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Ooh, pizza.
Pizza.
Shouldn't have said that. I'm on a diet.
Yes. There you go.
Although it is my cheat day.
Yes. Oh, here's my absolute favorite Confession Bear meme.
Uh-oh.
My asshole boss ate a whole bag of bacon strips dog treats thinking they were bacon snacks. And I didn't say a word because I was tired of his shit. I'm thinking I'm going to bring in some snacks this week.
There you go. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Because you would be the person in the office that wouldn't say anything.
I would. I'd just giggle. I would giggle. Have you tried these? These are great. Maybe like break them up and put them in like Chex Mix or something.
There you go. Well, really, what are bacon strips made of? Let's find out.
Bacon, bacon, bacon. At least that's what the commercial says.
All right, let's see. They're made of real bacon, but are enhanced with artificial ingredients. According to Purina's Bacon Strip website, the initial bacon is preserved with sodium nitrate and BHA.
What's BHA?
It is butylated hydroxynosinol.
Oh, I love when you get the big words.
Let's just call it BHA. Base ingredients for additional additives include ground wheat, corn gluten meal, wheat flour, ground yellow corn, water, sugar, soybean meal. There are six flavors.
Six flavors of bacon?
Apparently there's six flavors of bacon strips. Each treat is about 30 calories, similar to the calorie content of other dog treats, such as dog biscuits, chew bones, and bacon bites. It doesn't say whether or not people can eat it, though. It sounds like they can. I'm going to have the weirdest fucking search history if, like, I die in a car
crash. If you're investigated by the police for something?
Or, yeah, something. They're going to be like, why are you looking up if people can eat bacon strips?
That is weird. Why are you? That's freaky.
Well, because what if... See, and there's a Yahoo's answer, so... Oh, it's because my kid ate one. And he was like, let's see. Okay, the best answer is it won't hurt him. They taste really gross, though.
Oh, that's too bad.
So, apparently people eat these all the time.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, nobody's saying that it could kill him. See, there's somebody on here that says, no, he'll be fine. Once me and my cousins gave my uncle one, and we said it was bacon, and he ate it, and he was fine. So there you go.
Well, your uncle's stupid.
So you can play that prank on people.
Okay.
You can go and buy bacon strips and, you know, make it look like you're being an upstanding employee.
Yes.
By bringing bacon treats for everybody, and you can just sit there and laugh at them.
That'd be funny.
Oh, well, here's one that says BHA may cause cancer.
Oh, well, who cares? Doesn't everything these days? Come on.
Well, there was a thing on a science blog that said, if you live long enough, eventually you will get some kind of cancer. That cells break down or become cancerous, can become cancerous on their own. And that if you live long enough without any kind of intervention from science, you will eventually get cancer.
You'll eventually die.
Well, yeah.
Without any intervention from science.
Not when the singularity gets here.
Well, yes.
I'm still waiting. Oh, here's a YouTube video that says, would you eat a bacon strip for $5? Would you, John?
I wouldn't.
No?
No.
You wouldn't eat one for like a Klondike bar?
No.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
I'd go buy it myself. I know your game.
So today my search history includes not only can you eat bacon strips, but a book about how to cook with semen.
Oh, and there you have it, folks. Another hour you've wasted with us. I'm sorry. I have no control over him.
Hey, after 99 shows, what is there left to talk about?
Apparently nothing.
Oh, come on. Somebody's going to laugh at the semen book.
Sure.
Somebody will find that
humorous. If you say so.
Maybe Harold will.
There you go.
Harold still listens every week.
You're expecting an awful lot out of him, though.
I am. And if I'm completely wrong, Harold, I'm sorry. But I still think it's funny.
Well, good.
Just wait until it comes in the mail.
Yes, that's great. Okay. So anyway,
if you want to get in touch with us,
or just him, you don't have to. I'm good. But if you want to get a hold of Chris, go right ahead. You can send him some samples.
No.
You can send him some extra ingredients to go with his new hobby.
What if we have a listener that's used this cookbook and they want to let us know what it's like?
Then that's the week I'm calling in sick.
Okay. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter @dancemonkeypod. You can rate us on iTunes. Listen to us on Stitcher. Go into the website and not only find the bacon recipe, because John's going to make me put that up, but you can also listen to the 98 other podcasts besides this one that we've done.
Yes.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
It's licking your lips?
No.
Thinking about that semen-covered crepe?
Oh, please. Keep going. Let's get this over with, will ya? Come on.
So anyway, until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have
I'm sorry.
Good
I'm so sorry. So sorry. Oh my God.